letters, numbers, social interaction, all things we'd expect from Sesame Street. Why nature?
We learned by having our academic research advisors that giving love and exposure to the environment was the best way to hopefully create citizens that would grow up and want to take care of it.
And what kind of things will kids be able to pick up from this effort?
Well, we really want to just get them out and exploring the environment and nature in general, and that can be in whatever their environment is. So, you know, nature doesn't necessarily have to be a camping trip, although Elmo does go on one of those in our season 40, but it can be, you know, out experiencing what is in their environment, whether it be urban or rural. And
yeah, I wanted to note that. I mean, Sesame Street is an urban setting. For kids whose lives are more about concrete and asphalt than flowers and grass, how will you relate to them?
When you talk about noticing your environment, those environments and habitats are all around us. So, you know, grass for a child in a suburban, big, wonderful meadow or field might be what their version of grass is. But there's also grass that pops up between the concrete and the sidewalks in an urban setting. And there are habitats of wildlife in every environment you're in. And getting kids to understand that is part of the fun.
Chris, are camping in the woods.
Mm-hmm. I love camping. You know, it's just nice to get away from all the work at Hooper's and just relax in the peace and quiet of
nature. Yay for peace and quiet!
Some of these environmental issues are complicated, a little scary. Take global warming, for example. So where do you draw the line on Sesame Street?
When we talked about how the environment affects our audience, some of the messages that are common with environmental conservationist messages like save the earth, and that's a really scary concept for very young children because it implies, you know, something is wrong and something's going to happen and you don't know what that is and what needs saving. And so we really stayed away from those kind of messages. It's really about having fun interacting with the environment. And I think for our audience, that's really where we've put the focus.
Oscar has a garden. Look at this. And there's daisies. I love daisies.
Smell the roses. They're awesome.
What do you think you're doing?
Oscar, your garden is beautiful.
And it smells good, too.
So how often in a typical show will we hear about nature? And how long will this nature education effort last on Sesame Street?
It's definitely has a presence in every single show in season 40, which is great because it's a really thorough a jump into the curriculum. We're definitely dealing with it through all of season 40 and the science part of the environment, which is really what it is. It's a science and nature curriculum, will extend into season 41 as well.
Carolyn Parenti is the executive producer of Sesame Street. Have a sunny day.
Thank you. You as well.